When we started the project in 2011, the whole place was fallow. There were no builders around, because when they did the radio frequency interferences measurement, they saw that the place is very good for this project. But when they saw that we started putting up a lot of things into the project, people started building on there. The radio waves has very low frequencies, and the energies are quite weak. So even if you have a microwave over there, if you have a cell phone over there, during the time of acquisition of the data, it will affect the data. So we've talked to our minister, Professor Frimpong Boateng. We are trying to put structures in place to see how best we can ward off the encroaches, so that at the end of the day, the money that we've invested over there will not go to waste.
You mean further encroaches, and what will happen to those who are already there?
Those who are already there, this question, we'll see what we do when we get there. But those areas that they haven't encroached, we'll protect that area.
Going back to those African countries who helped Ghana with the bid, is there anything that they are going to benefit as a result of it being here?
In May, we hosted 10 students from Kenya. They were here to use our facility. It's open up to all African countries. All the astronomers for teaching, for any research work, they can come down to Ghana and use our facility.
So how much has gone into this project, sir?
So far, I can say that the South Africans has invested not less than $3.2 million, and our counterpart funder was $500,000 plus paying of salaries and stuff like that of research.
Is that all that will be needed?
No, this is the first phase of the project. We are now going to the second phase of it. The second phase of it is to increase the sensitivity of the dish, the speed of the dish. We are emphasizing that by 2019, the South Africans will hand it totally over to the Ghanaian community for us to use it ourselves without any help coming from them.
That was Professor Dickson Adomako, director of Ghana Space Science and Technology Institute, in that interview with Joyce Chichi.